In today's Modern Ag Report, the classic chilling hour requirement model for nut trees could be out of date. Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor Guri Brar says there's a new model available.
This chilling thing is a very complex set of things, and we have different models to get to the good estimation of the chill accumulation. So based on the traditional chill accumulation models, we have been calculating the chilling requirement in the number of hours. But now we have a new dynamic model which calculates the chill accumulation in portions.
Brar says the findings of the two models are showing conflicting results.
What we have been seeing last year or somewhat this year with the changing erratic temperature patterns during the winter, those two models, they do not tell us the same story. So like last year, according to one model, we had the perfect chilling year, but according to a second model, which is a dynamic model, we didn't have enough chill. But practically on the ground, in the crop load and crop development, that showed typical low chill years. So we are trying to decide which way to go, which model to follow.
Brar is continuing some previous research on chilling requirements and climate change to see if they can better understand the relationship and find more accurate prediction of winter chilling hour effects.
And then there is another aspect of the same thing, how the temperature units which are getting accumulated slowly into the spring, how the temperature accumulation affects the bloom and the crop. So I'm hoping to get some funding on this grant, so I'm planning to continue that phenology work.
Brar says this new work could predict several problems that will occur during the season if certain numbers in the models aren't met.
We may be better able to estimate that we have enough chilling or we don't have enough chilling, or we are likely to have an erratic bloom patterns, or we are likely to have a uniform bloom or delayed leafing, those kind of things. So to be able to better understand that or to better predict that.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.